With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610, brought to you by Coors Light. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Does AFC South misery love company? Or is this just the skinniest fat girl, coolest kid in the choir, any of those dated analogies from back in the day? Allow me to lay this out for you. The Houston Texans, heading into the season, the 2021 season, we had very low expectations for Davis Mills. We didn't know if Davis Mills was even good enough to be the backup. If you watched him at training camp, you wondered out loud if Jeff Driskel was better. And there were times where Jeff Driskel was getting the second team reps, not Davis Mills. We also expected the Texans to be the most dog-butted team in the NFL. Many did. They won four games, which John McClain is acting like they just shocked the world. Las Vegas had the win-loss total at four games. But to many, and I would say most, they weren't as bad as you thought they would be. Is that fair to say?
Eye test. Yeah.
Davis Mills, right now, we don't know what Davis Mills is. We anticipate Davis Mills is going to have a chance, at the very least, to be the starter. So is it fair to say that you feel better about Davis Mills now compared to how you did heading into the season?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But what's better? You know what I mean? Because I think if you think Davis Mills can get you there, you're wrong. We saw it four times over, you know, yesterday. Well, not four, three. And then the fourth one was just kind of like Hagler-Hearns. But I think we know it. I think it's not an insult right now to say Davis Mills, if we had to predict what he would be, it would be a poor man's Jimmy Garoppolo. Is that unfair?
No. I mean, I don't think that's unfair at all. Jimmy Garoppolo's won a lot of games.
Yeah.
And if you hire the right guy, then maybe you can get to that point. But again, 49ers won 28 games in 5 years after their third NFC championship appearance with Jim Harbaugh. I say I'm trying to lay out a case here,
yeah,
as to whether or not misery loves company. So you feel better about Davis Mills, and you feel at worst you feel about the same about the Texans. At worst,
yes.
At worst,
yes, yes.
Jacksonville, They hired Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was supposed to change the trajectory of that franchise.
Hot mess.
When Trevor Lawrence was selected, I was wondering if there could be a Justin Herbert-like impact. There was a montage of John Elway and Andrew Luck, and then Trevor Lawrence's face was right there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most disastrous, no, I'll just say it, the most disastrous NFL head coaching stint of all time with Urban Meyer. And Trevor Lawrence, you still feel good about him, but I don't know that you feel as good about him. That's not to say that he can't be great and that a competent coach can't take him to that level.
100%.
But compared to how you felt a year ago, Jacksonville has to be feeling worse about their team and their quarterback.
100%.
The Indianapolis Colts. We expected them to compete for the division title. We expected them to be in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want to about Carson Wentz, but even the people that didn't have expectations for Carson Wentz, I think there was at least like an acceptance that with the way Indianapolis plays, they would at least get into the postseason, and maybe Frank Reich would be able to maximize what you can get out of Carson Wentz.
Right.
One of the biggest meltdowns to end a season that I can remember. We were talking about Indianapolis being the team that you did not want to face in the postseason. They lost to the effing Jacksonville Jaguars. Not only did they lose,
they got worked.
It was an assing.
Yeah.
At the hands of Jacksonville. Carson Wentz wet the bed. So as far as the Indianapolis Colts go, it's not rock bottom, there's still going to be some optimism. But the comparison of how you felt a year ago with Indianapolis when it came to the quarterback, where there was uncertainty, and the team, it has to be worse this point compared to last year, right?
Absolutely.
Tennessee. This is where it gets really, really interesting. Because part of me wants to say that Mike Vrabel maximized everything he could with Ryan Tannehill, and Ryan Tannehill just let him down. So I don't want to sit here and criticize Mike Vrabel, because I think, like Bill Belichick, he could almost be like a victim of his own success, where the expectations are so high because of the job he does with his football team that sometimes you unfairly analyze Mike Vrabel.
Sure.
But with that said, I'm not sitting here talking about a Super Bowl. I'm not talking about beating Kansas City or Buffalo in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But the Tennessee Titans, in a game in which your defense sacked the opposing quarterback nine times.
Nine times.
Your running back, who missed almost half the season, was still top 10 in rushing. You got him back, and you lost to a rookie quarterback and a team that ignored their offensive line, and they were still able to go into your place with you being the one seed, and you lost because your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, again, we're not talking about getting to the Super Bowl. He threw three interceptions, one on the first offensive play of the game for the Titans and one on the final offensive play for the Titans, in which an incomplete pass sends it to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel worse if you're a Titans fan about the team and the quarterback from this point to a year back.
Yes, you do.
I say all that to say this. Does it mean
you're laughing
a damn thing? Does misery really love company? Does this make you feel any different about the Houston Texans? Because we agree, and we've come to an agreement, that the Texans are a long, 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 long way from being what we saw this weekend, like Saturday or Sunday, like participating in
even the guys that fell short.
Yes.
Even the Titans.
Yes.
Does
this make you feel better that maybe they can get into the weekend before with the current state of the other three teams in the division?
I suppose you could get to the weekend before, but would it be any better than the Bill O'Brien division champs thing? Because they had no chance. Those teams had no chance to see what we saw yesterday on the winning end. And I'll say this to your question on the division, and I think it's important. The Colts can get to that level of what we saw yesterday in 1 year.
Yes.
They can get there in 1 year.
Yes.
The Titans can get there in 2 years.
They have the tools. The tools came up short.
And the Titans can get there in 2 years because they can ride out Tannehill's contract and still have, who knows about Derrick Henry, but, you know, they'll still have most of their pieces. The Jags can get there in 3 years because they've got a very young, talented team, a lot of draft picks, and a franchise quarterback already. All they need is a coach to maybe build something in 2 or 3 years. So I think the Colts can get there in 1 year. Titans can get there in 2 years. Jaguars can get there in 3 years, which begs the question, how many years would it take for the Texans to get there?
I think that depends on a couple of things.
Well, let me tell you.
Davis Mills, what do you think he is?
That's one. You don't have a head coach, and you're not picking from the cream of the crop. You don't know who your coordinators are. You don't have a roster. You still don't even have the draft picks yet. You're starting to. And who knows about management and the ownership decisions? 6 years?
Even if you look at San Francisco as like the formula for the Texans, it took them 5 years to put that core together.
Right.
The Harbaugh, the final NFC championship appearance, 28 games in 5 years is what they won.
And even I'm talking best case scenario here.
Even Shanahan won, I think, 6-4 his first 2 years. So even if you hire like a boy wonder, a lot of times he's going to have to go through some growing pains as well.
You still don't have players.
Exactly.
You don't have a franchise quarterback. You can say what you will about Davis Mills, but you don't have a franchise quarterback. We'll see. So best case scenario, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 6 years.
So the answer is no. Misery does not love company.
Not me.
713-572-4610 to get in. Mike, you're on In the Loop on Reaction Monday. Go ahead.
Yeah, about Davis Mills. I mean, you just went down the list of who is Davis Mills, and then you a few spots down you said, we don't have a roster. I think the jury's still out on this kid because he showed a lot of brilliance in times where he was under duress. Let's see what he looks like when he has a legitimate offensive line and legitimate weapons around him. I think it's a little too early to tell with this guy.
Well, I'm not, and I think the optimistic outcome for Davis Mills is Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I think I feel comfortable in saying this. I'm not going to sit here and say Davis Mills can't be a quarterback in this league for a while. I'm not going to say that yet, but I feel like I can bang on the table right now and say he's not Patrick Mahomes, he's not Josh Allen, he's not Joey Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that.
Absolutely, and you'd be right.
Now, can he be Jimmy Garoppolo? Can he be Ryan Tannehill? Who knows? My only point is, what does that get you? Exactly.
Especially in a conference where you have four of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL.
Everything perfect around those guys. San Francisco even decided to trade three first-round picks for Trey Lance. Tennessee, they still lost despite that effort. So I think the optimistic POV of Davis Mills, even that might not be enough. Coming up, the Texans. They are interviewing someone for a second time, but John Lopez doesn't give a damn because he thinks they should be interviewing someone for the first damn time. The hits are lit next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.